After the rains, the cleanup and a rethink on how to adapt to a changing climate. The worst affected places were in low-lying areas south of Seoul's Han River. It's home to the glitzy Gangnam District, made famous in the hit Gangnam Style. But it's also the location for poorer housing, including half-basement apartments prone to flooding. Resident Hein Sik tries to salvage what he can from his home. When the rains came, he and his family were forced to evacuate, seeking shelter in a nearby park.
I have to throw away all my possessions, even my dishes. It rained so much this time, it was a disaster.
The plight of such residents was highlighted in the Oscar-winning movie Parasite, about a fictional family living a subterranean existence. But it's the reality for many in a city with sky-high property prices.
It's different from the wealthy places. We live in the smaller streets where the government doesn't pay attention to us.
South Korea's president, Yoon Suk-yeol, visited one basement apartment that was flooded and where three people died. The response from Seoul City has been swift, with the government announcing no new permissions will be given to turn basements into apartments. But there are reckoned to be around 200,000 homes below ground right now that authorities say will gradually be phased out. The government has also announced plans for better drainage, adapting, it says, to the new reality that such extreme weather is now no longer abnormal. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.